The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into Logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
Loaded visit destination coordinates.
September 24th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1964, NASA put out the call to the scientific community, engineers, and contractors to submit proposals for a telescope to be placed in orbit around Earth. Initial concepts suggested making the telescope part of a space station with a full-time manned crew to maintain the telescope and send film back to Earth in re-entry capsules. And in 2014, India's Mom arrived at Mars.
Today, at this moment, we wait with bated breath for the most critical event to begin. The actual Mars orbit insertion, the MOI maneuver itself. Actually, the MOI maneuver must have already started on the spacecraft. We will be getting the confirmation of this event on the ground after about 12 and a half minutes of the delay, which is the one-way communication delay from the spacecraft near Mars to Earth. The velocity of the MOM spacecraft is required to be reduced from 5.1 kilometers per second to 4.3 kilometers per second with respect to the Mars planet during this maneuver to achieve a proper trajectory.
The Mars Orbiter mission was India's first interplanetary mission, and India was the first to successfully send a spacecraft to Mars on the first attempt. The inventor of the neon light, Georges Claude, was born today in 1870. Born on this day in 1930, astronaut John Young, the only man to have flown Gemini, Apollo, and shuttle missions. He didn't retire from NASA until 2004. Born in 1958, actor Kevin Sorbo, the star of Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, and Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda.
How many ships are we up against?
I'm detecting over 10,000 enemy vessels.
What?
500 are already within combat radius. All of them appear to be of Nietzschean design.
10,000 ships? It must have taken years to gather a force this big.
Sir, I recommend we deploy Nova bombs.
This system is inhabited. We'll not use strategic weapons no matter how many ships we're up against.
Theodore Geisel, better known as children's author Dr. Seuss, died today in 1991.
Never budge in the least, not an inch to the west, not an inch to the east. I'll stay here not budging. I can and I will if it makes you and me and the whole world stand still.
Well, of course, the world didn't stand still. The world grew. In a couple of years, the new highway came through, and they built it right over those two stubborn Zacks and left them there, standing unbudged in their tracks.
In 1982, Activision infected Atari 2600 owners with an incurable case of Mega Mania.
Activision presents Mega Mania, a new video game for your Atari video computer system.
1, 2, 3, 4, Mega Mania! Mega Mania! Mega Mania! It's gonna drive you insane.
You've got to sit to survive, you've got to run to stay alive.
Mania is a video nightmare because it's impossible to stop. Designed by Steve Cartwright.
Mega Mania!
For Activision.
In 1990.
On the season premiere of Star Trek The Next Generation, you once knew him as Picard, captain of the Starship Enterprise. But now, he's half man, half machine. A deadly pawn of the evil Borg. His mission, to destroy Earth and anything or anyone who gets in his way. Don't miss the showdown of the 24th century on the season premiere of Star Trek, The Next Generation.
The fourth season of Star Trek The Next Generation kicked off with both Trek fans and casual viewers alike eagerly waiting to learn the fate of Captain Picard at the hands of the Borg in part two of The Best of Both Worlds. In 1992, the USA Cable Network launched a new cable channel aimed squarely at science fiction fans.
The Sci-Fi Channel lifted off Thursday, beaming Star Wars into the homes of about 10 million viewers across the United States. In addition to movies, the Sci-Fi Channel will also run classic and newer series such as Lost in Space, Battlestar Galactica, and Alien Nation, as well as sci-fi animation, documentaries, specials, and original films and programs.
The Sci-Fi Channel started out on very few cable systems and is scheduled heavy on reruns of such shows as classic Doctor Who and Dark Shadows, Battlestar Galactica and Buck Rogers, Gerry Anderson's Super Marionation series, and original panel discussions on the topic of science fiction featuring notable figures like Harlan Ellison. In 1995, Fox launched Space Cadets into a full-scale war.
You may fly in individual rockets, but you are a squadron. You are a team. And if you risk your ass, you risk the teams. How you people have been here 6 weeks now, and you still do not know how to work together. Well, you will learn to work together, or that fatty clump of flesh in your hand will be blown to the far corners of the universe, and yours will be right behind it.
Sir, maybe Coop would do better in a real plane, sir. I know I would.
I'm afraid of you people in a simulator.
With the series premiere of Space Above and Beyond, created and produced by X-Files writers Glenn Morgan and James Wong. In 2007, the Sarah Jane Adventures went weekly, and Clyde Langer was introduced to a whole new world.
We are out of here now, come on.
Vaughn?
Where's Luke?
I know you're out there, girl.
My name's Jeffrey.
And there's another one, a boy.
You are sad. Hide him from a teacher. What's he gonna do?
We'll give you a detent. Come on!
Oh, no. Oh, no!
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who, Warp 2, is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures, and K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.